pasuk describes the clothing of Adam and Chava. V'yas Hashem Elokim la'Adam le'ishto kasnas orva yalbishem, a material made of leather. Machlok is exactly what the material was, but he gave them kasnas or. Medrash brings down in Bereishis Rabba that kasnas or was made for Adam and Chava, but if you find in Taras Hashem Rabbi Meir, in the Sefer Torah, Rabbi Meir, Matu Kasav Kasnos Or with an Aleph. The Torah has the pasuk spelled Or with an Ayin, which means leather. But Rabbi Meir's Sefer Torah had Kasnos Or with an Aleph, which means light. So what exactly, forgetting the psul, whether it's a Kasher Sefer Torah, Apostle Sefer Torah, but what's the Indian of Rabbi Meir's Sefer Torah being written with an or, with an aleph, the kasnas or. So there's an incredible chassam sofer in his drashos, where he says that hinei yadu, it's already known that kasnas or with an ayin is referring to the or haklipa, the skin, the leather, the outer covering. Klipa is something, a shell that's in the way, that's chofif ala kedusha, that covers, that envelops a hidden kedusha. And when a person is kshayisukan yisapech ayin la'alef, when a person fixes that shell, he's able to turn the ayin into an aleph and becomes kasnas or with an aleph, implying light. U'lechol b'nei Yisrael yeh or b'moshvosam, and everyone, all of Am Yisrael, is going to have light in their places of living. And for this reason, Chazal tell us, Terasa Sherebi Meir hayakosiv kosnas or be'alef. Because kilo yusukan ze ela b'charifas u'pilpul ha'tara. The way to fix this ayin into an aleph is only through the mechanism of limud ha'tara, particularly with charifas, with sharpness, pilpul. That's the way to be misakin. And that was hinted by the Eish, the Resichas Ayde, Resichas Eish HaPilpul, the fire, the bren of Pilpul HaTorah, which is hinted at, says Chassam Sofer, in the Kaftor Perach of the Menorah HaTorah HaMe'ira, that enlightened, that brought illumination to the world. The Menorah's Indian to bring ore. And Rabbi Meir, the Gemara tells us, was Yosef Harif, was more Harif than anyone else. Shelo Amdu, says the Gemara in Erev and Yudgim Amud Beis, Shelo Amdu Tamidav Shel Sof Da'al Sof Da'itel. The Tamidim couldn't fully grasp the understanding of Rabbi Meir. And Lachem B'Terasa Da'ika Hayakas B'Alef. Therefore, Rabbi Meir's Torah was turned into an Aleph. His Ayin transformed into an Aleph through the Harifas of Limud HaTorah. Pinchas Friedman adds, in the Shvi'i Pinchas and Purim, and this is the reason why we daven in Birchas Kriyashma in the morning, v'ha'er einein b'sarasecha, v'ha'er, to bring light le'einein, to our eyes b'tarasecha. Through tarasecha, through learning, through harifas, through pilpul, through limud ha'Torah, one is able to turn einayim, eyes, or ayins, into v'ha'er, into or, into light. And why the ayin? The letter ayin, because of Yeshivim Panim Batorah, we know there's 70 faces of the Torah. Through Asik Batorah, through that Ayin, one's able to transform it into an Aleph. That was the understanding. That is the Koach of Rabbi Meir. That's the understanding of Rabbi Meir's Torah being written with an Aleph. The Imi Noam writes in Parshas Bereishis, he's darshing the pasuk, Kinei Ein Hashem, the Ayin of Hashem, El Yireov Leminachal Mechazdo. Literally, the pasuk means the eye of Hashem is towards those who anticipate His chesed, lahatzil mimaves nafsham lachayosim berav, to bring them to safety, to protect them from death, and live from famine. So says the Imre Noam, to the koach of tzaddikim, the koach of the tzaddikim had the ability to mivatel gzera, even if a gzera shel mavis comes from Shemayim, a tzaddik is able to mivatel it. Baal Shem Tov explains that every Gzar Din comes down from Shemayim through Osios. I gave a shir a little earlier from the Kedushas Levi that everything comes down from Shemayim, Shefa, sometimes Gzeros, but they become defined, they take focus when with Osios. So Gzer comes down with Osios, it takes a certain form in this world. And when that Gzer is made, it's brought into this world, the Tzaddik is able to be Mevatulet. He's able to, through his tefillah, to turn the Gzerah into something Tov. And when Gzerah is brought down, Gzerah of Mis is brought down to this world, Gzerah of Maves, letters Mem Vav Tov, through the tefillah of the Tzaddikim, they're able to add an Ayin, the Koch of the Ayin. They add an Ayin, the Koch of the Ayin, because we know the Tzaddik has the Shivim Panim LaTorah. They have that Koch of Liman HaTorah. So they're able to take that Ayin, and add it to the word Maves, and you have Maos. Not only does this person get saved from Maves, but he's also Zocha to a Shefa of Maos, of money, of Parnasa. That's what the Pasuk means, says the Imre Noam. Hinei Ein Hashem, the Ayin of Hashem, El Yireyov, L'machem Chazdo, the Ayin of Hashem goes to those who look towards his Chesed, namely to the Tzadikim, L'hatzel Mimaves, Nafshem, to save them from Maves. How so? By infusing that ayin, the koach of a tzaddik, into the word maves, transforming it into maos. Pinchas Friedman, take a look there for the rest of the piece. It's again in Megillah, his piece on Megillah's Esther, Maimer Lamin Beis. He describes that this is the Indian as well, la'avdom, la'avdom, with an ayin versus an aleph, to enslave them versus to destroy them. And the koach of yayin, of drinking yayin, and Purim, the gematria of his ayin of 70. Take a look at the rest of the piece. But for our purposes on Parshas Bereishis, we see this inyan, the Koach HaRameir, who was Yosef Harf than anyone else, had that Koach of an ayin, was able to switch the Kasnas Or with an ayin to Kasnas Or with an aleph. And Oser Plaus HaTorah, he says that when he was writing to Rav Yecheska Roth, so he showed him the Sefer, the Otzer Plaus HaTorah, and he wrote back one Ha'ara on this very inyan. He says, this is the idea why we daven Elokad Meir Anayni. The Rav Avodah Zarah tells us that the whole Maisa that took place with the sister-in-law of Rabbi Meir, the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Chadion, that she was sitting in the Kuba Shazonos in a corner of Zonos. She was forced into this. And Remeir taught the Shomer, wanted to save her. And he said, whenever you get into any trouble, just say, Elokad Meir Aneini, Elokad Meir Aneini. The God of Meir, the God of my God, Remeir, says, he should save you. And the Maisa Kach, that's what happened. He was saved from something. So why Dafka Remeir was Zochet, Elokad Meir Aneini? So it says Rav Roth, because the shoresh of all illness, all sickness, all trouble in this world only came into this world. Maves, which is the source of all illness. Every illness is a shemetz of that Misa. So Misa came into this world only because of the Nachash. The Nachash that has enveloped us, that Kasnas Or with the Ayin of the Nachash has enveloped us with his klipos on the outside. And Rav Meir was zocha through Limud HaTorah, through the Shem Panim Shel Torah, he was zocha to turn that Kasnas Or with an Ayin into a Kasnas Or with an Aleph. He was able to remove that outer layer, that Klipa of the Nachash. He was able to be Mesakein that Zuhuma of the Nachash, until it transformed into this light that surrounded him. And therefore he had the ability, Rav Meir, whose name itself means Lemeir, to bring light into this world, he who zocha to that segul, that koach of refuah, the koach of hatzala, to save one from maves, one from illness. So, Mir Tashem, none of us are at the level of Rabbi Meir. Mir Tashem, we should have a full year in front of us and be inspired by the koach of Rabbi Meir with Liman HaTorah, Pilpul HaTorah, Harifas HaTorah, to try, in our ability, in our capability, to turn that ayin into an aleph And be zocha to that kosnos or the koach of the tzaddik mevatel gzeira. We should all be zocha that all gzeiras rolls are mevatel, and we only have gzeiras tovos. We all have shefer from Shemayim. Be zocha to gula shema b'amitas mehar remenu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.